In other church magazines, The New Era, Young Women and Relief Society. When young women prepare for their 18th birthday, they may have questions about what Relief Society will be like. Find answers to commonly asked questions in Looking Forward to Relief Society on page 37. Young Men and Mission Prep. While serving as a full-time missionary in Mexico, Caleb Porter wrote a letter home to his younger family members with tips for preparing for a mission. His counsel in Dear Future Missionaries on page 34 may be helpful for all youth preparing to serve a full-time mission. Good friends. Friendship is an important part of a young person's life. In Be Wise and Be a Friend on page 2, Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles provides counsel for how to choose friends wisely and how to be a good friend as well. The Friend. Preparing to transition. Do you know a girl who is preparing to enter the Young Women Organization or a boy who will soon receive the Aaronic Priesthood? The October Friend features stories and messages designed to help prepare these children for the next phases in their lives. The issue also includes messages from Young Men General President David L. Beck and Young Women General President Elaine S. Dalton that encourage children to prepare to enter the Young Men and Young Women organizations. Temple Preparation. Read page 46 of the October Friend to find out about a young woman's experience of visiting the Halifax, Nova Scotia Temple for the first time. Then read on to see the tips she gives to others who plan to enter the temple soon. Comment. Conference Comfort. May I share how the General Conference audio files have blessed my life? I often awake during the night and can't get back to sleep. Rather than lying awake, I keep my audio player and some earphones on my nightstand. When I wake up, I can listen to talks or hymns until I become sleepy again. The familiar voices and messages are soothing, and by using this otherwise wasted time, I have more fully internalized the words of prophets. Joanne McCabe, Minnesota, USA. Correction. The home shown on page 58 of the July 2012 issue was built on the site of the Martin Harris home. He did not live in the pictured home. End of In Other Church Magazines.